Let's get back to the news coming from the north today, where the PSNI has cancelled leave and asked for reinforcements. The Northern Ireland Assembly will also be meeting today to discuss the anti-immigrant violence there in recent days. And Northern Secretary Hilary Benn has been saying bluntly, those who were involved will face justice.
This is not what Northern Ireland wants to be known for. And it's really important that the vast majority of people speak up, that all of the political parties speak with one voice in condemning what has happened, because this needs to be brought to an end. And the most important contribution that members of the public can make is if you have any evidence, if you witnessed anything, if you've got any video footage, the police are very keen to catch those who have been engaging in violent disorder and criminality. And whether you're inciting violence online or you are engaging in violence on the streets, if the evidence is there, you will be found and you will be punished, because this cannot continue.
Northern Secretary Hilary Benn. Now, right across the UK, police had feared another night of violence from those anti-immigrant and far-right protesters. And while there was some trouble, the story this morning is actually of counter-protests, huge numbers of people coming together to reject racism and protect potential targets. Journalist Enda Brady in London has the details. Let's talk first about that PSNI request for reinforcements, given how stretched police forces are right throughout Britain at the moment. Are they likely to get that extra help?
Good morning, Anya. Yes, I think they will. Look, the Chief Constable of the PSNI, John Boucher, is an extremely senior officer, widely respected across the UK, with fantastic contacts, and I think he will get whatever he wants. The UK government is determined to clamp down on this. I think we've seen a turning point last night. It was peaceful across England last night. We saw the biggest mobilisation of police officers since the Tottenham riots in 2011. So the issue for policing and law enforcement last night was just where would the trouble flare up. And thankfully, there was none. There were three arrests in the town of Northampton in Middle England for public order offences. But there was none of the violence, none of the problems and the horrifically bad behaviour that we've seen here for the best part of 10 days.
And given the huge crowds of anti-racist and counter-protesters who came out last night, it doesn't look as if the inevitable civil war that some people have been posting about on X, that that's anywhere close.
No, it's absolutely not. I think, look, what we saw last night was the overwhelming majority of people in England coming out and saying, we do not agree with what we've seen in our name over the course of the last week or so. You know, people have been horrified. I've had people stop me in the street saying, you do realise that we like migrants. You do. I've had people come up to me and apologise, feeling that because you're not from here, that they feel the need to come and say it to you, that everyone thinks this is wrong. And what we've seen in the last week has just been absolutely despicable. You know, criminals on the street, people rioting, looting shops, burning businesses, absolutely disgraceful behaviour. But I think the one key message that went out yesterday, Anya, really, that struck home for the far right was the sentencing in Liverpool of three men involved in the Southport riots. 7 years total prison between them. One guy got 3 years jail yesterday for punching a police officer. A single punch, and he got 3 years in prison for it yesterday. I think that sent shockwaves through the far right yesterday. And what we saw then from the overwhelming majority of the English public yesterday was people coming together, standing shoulder to shoulder and saying, not in our names.
This has been the first real crisis, hasn't it, for Keir Starmer's new government? How have they been reacting? We heard the tough words from Hilary Benn there, the Northern Secretary.
Well, you're right. In his first 4 weeks, this is absolutely the biggest crisis he has faced. But I think what has reassured the public here is that they've got a prime minister now who has a background in law and prosecution. He was the boss of the English equivalent of the DPP, the Crown Prosecution Service. So many, many years experience of prosecuting criminals. He understands how the judiciary works, how magistrates, Crown Courts work. And, you know, if you look at the previous incumbents, you know, from hedge fund managers to failed journalists, they actually have a serious leader now here who understands the law. And I think Starmer's leadership, and is particularly in the last 72 hours, making it clear that law enforcement will come looking for you and you will be dealt with very, very quickly. And just one point on you, you know, a lot of the rioters from Sunderland and Southport, these are people who would have thought that they would have been arrested and released. They're all on remand. So there was no prospect of them getting out to riot again. They're currently sitting in prison cells.
Journalist Enda Brady, thank you for that.